it's a very sad day for me as well as the fans, but I have to say the reception I received at Barnsley today was quite magnificent, and I'd like to thank each and every one of those fans that have supported Doncaster over the years, and I sincerely hope they continue to support Doncaster Rovers, because they're a great bunch of lads, the players and the manager, and you know, they deserve support, and I'll become a supporter myself, of course. I mean, I might have resigned as chairman, but you know, I've done 15 years, so four promotions, two cups, one relegation, not bad. So I'm proud of my record, I'm proud of the fans of Doncaster Rovers, I'm proud of the players and the management, and it is a very sad day for me, but I felt something needed to change, and you know, I felt increasingly isolated, and when I sold two-thirds of my shares, as it were, to make you know, sort of partnership of three, I always knew I could be outvoted. I was very disappointed that the Sequentia deal didn't go through. I thought it was a tremendous opportunity to take the last... I just felt I had one more promotion in me, and that was the big one. And if somebody had given me the money, because, you know, I'm not as rich as some people, although no matter what anyone says, I put more money into Doncaster Rovers than anyone ever has. So... it would just been great. I know we've got a small fan base, and I know some people, you know, even on the board, think we're better off in League One. But you know, that was never my intention. It was always in football. If you're not going forward, you're going backwards. And I just want this club to keep going forward. And I hope whoever takes over, it really should be Terry Bramall, as he's been pulling most of the strings recently as chairman. I wish him well.
How has it got to this, though, John? I mean, you're Mr. Doncaster Rovers. How has it got to the point where you feel like you need to resign?
Well, because I won't want to go into great detail, but I felt the Sequentia deal, I thought the first deal was rejected, even though we did sign heads of terms. The second deal, which was money up front, which was the main stumbling block with the first one, I managed to get that, and then of course it was almost taken out of my hands in, I think, a very unsatisfactory way, and you know, I was almost cut out the process, and I thought, well, if you're getting cut out of processes like that, you might as well call it a day. And the reality was I didn't have any power left, because they could outvote me every time.
Is the club financially sound now that you've resigned? Is there any danger that it could go into administration?
No, in all fairness, the club has been run very well. I must praise Gavin Baldwin and you know, everyone from that. It's a very well-run club. It's not in debt. You know, there's a lot of positives there. But I just think, you know, we're starting to lack ambition. And I don't mean the manager, who's got great ambition, but I think as a board we're starting to lack ambition. And yeah, when we spend £100,000 on the rugby club, when we desperately need it on the football side, I really begin to despair.
So who takes over now?
Well, who should take over is Terry Bramall, because he's been pulling the strings, so he should actually stand up and be counted now, and you know, move himself from the shadows to the full spotlight, where he can be accountable, as I was for many, many years.
So there's been some kind of a split in the boardroom then. One section believes that they should go in a certain direction. They don't want the takeover. They feel like, you know, they need to put the money into certain things you perhaps don't agree with. Do you feel like you just weren't being listened to almost?
Well, not so much that. I think it was just different philosophy, I think. I don't want to... Look, I mean, I sincerely hope Terry and Dick and whoever else... you know, takes the club forward and has a great success. No one will be happier than I, because now I'm just a fan, and you know, I've been a fan since I was seven, and you know, I've had a great 15 years run as chairman, which I'm really proud of, and I must say I'm very proud of the fans and the reception that I got today.
In terms of takeovers, what's the situation now? Is the Sequentia deal still on the table?
I don't know, because you know, basically, Sequentia have been told by David Blunt not to speak to me, which is a ridiculous situation. And you know, but, you know, what can they do? I mean, if that's the way we want to carry on, fine. But I don't want to be part of that. I brought that deal to the table. It wasn't anyone else. Terry had his own deal, which I told him would be a flop, and it was. And, you know, I just feel that almost that deal was taken away because it was me. Well, if I'm not there, maybe a deal can be done, and, you know, and maybe we can all, you know, all at Donk Strokes can really progress.
Do you understand that talks are still ongoing then between the club and Sequentia?
I think so. I don't know. And I'm not likely to know now because I'm former chairman.
I had a call on Football Heaven on Friday night from a Rovers fan who said, why are Sequentia interested in Doncaster Rovers, John? Why do you think that they are? What is the appeal?
Well, because I've had a very good relationship with Kevin Phelan over many years. I bought the club off him. He helped save Doncaster Rovers because he actually wrestled the club off Ken Richardson. And he paid $4 million, and he still hasn't got his money back 15 years later. You know, so it's still, you know, going through planning or whatever. But no, Kevin became very enthusiastic. Him and I worked together running the club in that first year. I was chairman, but we bought the club, Peter Wetzel and I, on the 1st of May 99. But that first season in the conference, we all worked together, and it worked well. And we turned the club round that no club could ever have been lower. And, you know, I made all my predictions, and I'm very proud of the fact that everyone came true. New stadium, back in the league, major cup final, and, you know, obviously another cup final, beating Leeds at Wembley in front of nearly 80,000 people. Jesus, Doncaster Rovers never had it so good. Believe me, I know. I've been supporting them since 1958.
I just wonder if there's something you could just clear up, because, you know, I'm a little bit confused. If you bring Sequentia to the table, you've got a great relationship with those guys, you've worked with them in the past.
Yeah.
What? How has it got to the point where you're having to leave if they're now negotiating with Sequentia to take over the club?
Simple. You know, I got a great deal with money up front, which was the big problem. They didn't think the Irish would pay up, so, or the Belize or whatever. And I persuaded them to put down for the club, not the investment in the club, which would be tens of millions, but I persuaded them to put $8 million down. And it was a great offer. It was a great offer. You'll never get another offer like that. Well, they might, I suppose, from Sequentia. But look, if the deal goes through, even without me, I will still be delighted. Because, you know, I think it's the best thing for Doncaster Rovers. I'm fed up of getting up to the Championship, working hard, and then when we get there, there's, you know, we just can't compete. I mean, the players compete, and they did a brilliant job against all odds at Barnsley today. But the reality is, if somebody would come along, you know, Terry, anyone, I don't care who it is, Sequentia, and say, look, I'll give you $10 million, $20 million, something like that, and give us a chance, it'd be wonderful.
What's your hunch at this stage? Do you think the Sequentia deal will go through?
It may do now, because it may go through without me, you know, because I wouldn't want to stand in the way, and that's one of the reasons I resigned. You know, Sequentia will do what they will do, but I think there might be a better chance of getting a deal in a strange way. If Terry and John and David Blunt are running the show rather than me, although I'm a bit miffed because it was, you know, they all turned it down when I brought it to the table. And
that's what I don't understand. How have you become an obstacle, John?
Well, because I just feel that it's because I brought the deal in, and I think other people would prefer to put the name to it, shall we say.
Is this really the end?
I think so, yeah. I mean, every dog has his day. I've had a great run. And I thank the supporters from the bottom of my heart for, you know, for sticking with us. And I think we deserve them to stick with us, mind, because we've had incredible success. I mean, if you looked at Doncaster Rovers when I took over in 1998, there wouldn't have been Sequentias or anyone else interested in it. But, you know, we built it up, got the stadium, got back to the Championship. Five of the last six seasons have been in the Championship. I mean, no one, you'd have to be very old to remember when Rovers last played in the Championship, 57, 58. So, I hope it all goes through well. I just want the best for Doncaster Rovers. You know, that's always been my bottom line. And I certainly didn't want to stand in the way of any prospective deal or in the way of progress for Doncaster Rovers. I just hope whoever takes the cudgels up does maybe half as good a job as me. I'd be delighted at that as a fan.
When you sort of sit down and have a relax tonight, John, will you take a moment just to think of everything you have achieved over the last few years?
Well, I do, yeah. I wrote a book about it, and I might even write another one now because there's been another chapter. So, and I'd like to thank, as I say, the people of Doncaster. I'm a Doncasterian myself. I was born and bred in the town. And the club is very dear to my heart, always has been. It was a very emotional day today for me. But I'll just buy a season ticket and sit in the stand or whatever. I feel more comfortable, to be honest, in that sort of circumstance.
Is there any part of you that thinks this isn't how it should end, or, you know, perhaps dreamed of a better ending, perhaps?
Well, yeah, but there's never, you know... Ideally, what I would like to do is the Sequentia deal go through. They promised me that they would, give me autonomy on the football side. And I could maybe, with the help of a great manager, Paul Dickoff, great enthusiast like myself, and we could just maybe get in the Premier League, and then I could bow out gracefully. That would have been my ideal scenario. But as you know, Rob, and I know, life is not always ideal. But I'm still very proud of what's been achieved over the last 15 years.